Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason has called Roger Waters' re-recording of Dark Side of the Moon as absolutely brilliant. To mark its 50th anniversary, Roger Waters had confirmed earlier this month that a reworking of the album had been in the works for months. He also revealed that the whole album would be made from scratch. Waters also shared a preview clip of the album, where he can be heard saying that it's not a replacement for the original, which, obviously, is irreplaceable. He also added, but it is a way for the 79-year-old man to look back across the intervening 50 years into the eyes of the 29-year-old and say, to quote a poem of mine about my father, we did our best, we kept his trust, our dad would have been proud of us. And also it is a way for me to honor a recording that Nick and Rick and Dave and I have every right to be very proud of. Annoyingly, it's absolutely brilliant, Mason on Waters re-recordings. Following this, Nick Mason has had his say on the re-recorded album, and it's is nothing short of a glowing reference. I heard the rumor that Roger was working on his own version of it, he said when speaking at a playback of The Dark Side of the Moon at London's Dolby Atmos Immersive Studio, Mason said. There was this suggestion that this was going to be a spoiler and Roger was going to go head-to-head with the original version and so on. He continued, he actually sent me a copy of what he was working on and I write to him and said, annoyingly, it's absolutely brilliant. It was and is. It's not anything that would be a spoiler for the original at all, it's an interesting add-on to the thing. This is not the first time that Mason has spoken out in support of his former colleague. The drummer is one of many musicians to sign a petition to reverse the decision made by Frankfurt Council to cancel Roger Waters' show at the venue over his alleged anti-Semitic views. More on this here.